Giuliani drops out.
This is not the right time for me to run for office.
A new computer virus crops up.
People are very scared and very concerned because we've seen how quickly a virus can spread.
The other big game winner tells his story.
You can't believe it.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Hillary Clinton has to gear up for a different opponent in the New York Senate race. After being diagnosed with prostate cancer and acknowledging the breakdown of his marriage, Mayor Rudy Giuliani announced today that he's not running.
Woke up this morning and said that there are more important things in life.
The most important thing?
The focus that I'm going to have now is going to be fighting cancer, making a decision about my treatment.
The normally combative former prosecutor was subdued and reflective today, saying his health crisis has prompted him to reevaluate the way he does his job as mayor. Hillary Clinton was equally subdued when she made a statement.
I called him at the conclusion of his announcement to wish him well, to tell him that I knew this was a difficult decision.
Clinton refused to comment on her likely Republican opponent, New York Congressman Rick Lazio. He'd been waiting in the wings and coupled a statement on his plans to run with a swipe at the First Lady.
This has been my lifelong home. It's been a state that I have represented in the United States House of Representatives for 8 years. I am looking forward to this race with enthusiasm.
If the Democrats are popping corks, though, CBS News correspondent Lou Miliano says it might be premature.
This could be read as bad news for Hillary Clinton. In Rudy Giuliani, she had a highly visible and controversial opponent, one she could hammer away at for his tough style and separate the two of them. Rick Lazio brings no baggage, and while a recent poll put him 15 to 20 points behind in a hypothetical race with the First Lady, that's a poll before the political and media machines have gone into high gear.
Lazio plans to begin a statewide campaign tour on Sunday. Now this.
Today, Mother Nature and I are talking about, what was it?
Ginkgo biloba.
Ah.
You're from China, remember?
Uh-huh.
You pre-interviewed me?
I did. Oh, I did. What does ginkgo do again?
Well, it's been used for thousands of years to enhance...
Ah, virility.
No, that's maca.
No, wait, don't tell me. It's coming to me.
You'll find ginkgo biloba, which is used to enhance memory, and thousands of herbs, vitamins, and natural products online at mothernature.com. Just log on.
Your first $10 of mothernature.com brand products is free. Limited time offer. See website for details.
Tires affect the ride, handling, and performance of your car or truck. Make sure you have the right ones. Stop into your participating Lincoln Mercury or Ford dealer and have factory-trained technicians install the original equipment, name-brand tires that came with your vehicle at competitive prices. And for a limited time when you buy four Michelin tires, you'll get a free car cleaning kit, a $75 value. Visit your participating Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers for quality care today.
See service advisor for redemption information through May 31st, 2000.
A new and more destructive version of the love bug computer virus has started infecting systems by way of the Microsoft Outlook program. It comes as an attachment to email. Attorney General Janet Reno says the best defense is deletion.
If you receive an email with a .vbs file extension, do not open it, even if it comes from a trusted source.
CBS News computer consultant Larry Magid says there is good reason to be concerned, but the virus hasn't caused much damage yet.
It certainly isn't going anywhere nearly as quickly as the I Love You virus. This virus has not spread extensively around the world. In fact, there's only a handful of companies that have reported damage as a result of the virus, and we haven't heard very many reports from consumers.
The FBI is trying to trace the source of newlove.vbs. Four members of the House who'd been undecided about the China trade deal said today that they'll vote for it, making passage more likely. An Internal Justice Department report on the case of suspected spy Wenho Li is said to be very critical of the FBI and other agencies in their handling of the investigation. Officials are quoted as saying the report concludes the FBI moved too slowly and then prematurely focused on Li as the prime suspect. The holders of the other winning ticket in the big game lottery jackpot came forward today. Joe and Sue Keynes live in Tower Lakes, Illinois. They run a microbrewery and a medical supply business. They opted for a lump sum payment, $90 million before taxes, and Joe says that much money takes some getting used to.
It's absolutely mind-boggling. You know, I deal normally in numbers with one or two zeros. Now I got all these zeros.
What'll they do with all those zeros? He's talking about a trip to Ireland and France. She wants a new roof, but mostly they plan to have a lot of fun.
This is going to give us freedom and options that we have not had before. And to me, money has never meant anything more than freedom. So I think we have quite a bit of it here.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
I
could make steak. But then I'll have to go to the store today, which means I won't have time to go to the bank. And if I don't go to the bank, I won't have the cash to go to the store anyway. But it's too late to defrost the chicken. So I guess I could just make reservations. Again.
Life is full of decisions. We can help you with some of them, with multiple options and no sales pressure for home loans, insurance, and other important choices. YouDecide.com, your decision engine, an equal housing lender.
While Dr. Espinoza was in the office early, Dr. Forrest, someone else was drafting the marketing plan to sell his home. At 11, he was making his rounds instead of visiting his title company. At 1 p.m., he was giving his patient some good news.
Well, Patty, according to these...
Instead of checking for disclosure documents. And by the time Dr. Espinoza wrote the day's last prescription, someone else was at his home meeting a prospective buyer. You've got a life. We let you live it. We're realtors. Real estate is our life.
It's a potential breakthrough in AIDS research. Dr. Robert Gallo, a co-discoverer of the AIDS virus, says the institute he heads is developing an oral vaccine that could provide an inexpensive form of prevention. The vaccine will be tested in Uganda, where millions are infected with HIV. It was a liver operation, but CBS News correspondent David Dow reports the outcome at USC Medical Center was positively heartwarming.
A week after their 15-hour operation, they met the media. Ray Munoz, who waited 2 years for a new liver, and Kurt Bloodworth, the 33-year-old Atlanta man who gave Munoz a portion of his.
I have a very wonderful life myself, and I just wanted somebody else to have a chance to get a grip on theirs. And it's really as simple as that.
Bloodworth used the internet to make his unprecedented offer, to share his liver with anyone who needed it. Munoz did not even meet his benefactor until after the operation.
I was so happy. I wanted to cry and just hugged him. Told him thank you very much.
David Dow, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
The pain. It was so awful, I wanted to cry.
When the pain's really tough, take extra strength Bear Aspirin. Relief as powerful as prescription Tylenol with codeine number 3 in the usual dose.
Now I'm back to being me.
For prescription strength pain relief without the prescription, take extra strength Bear. Also, try Genuine Bear gel caps, the only gel cap that can help save your life. Talk to your doctor now. Bear. Take it for pain. Take it for life. Use as directed.
LendingTree.com is turning the tables on the loan process. Now, rather than going from bank to bank in search of the best deal, you can have over 100 banks and lenders actually competing for your business. You fill out one simple form, then within hours, you'll receive up to 4 great offers. It's easy, it's free, and let's face it, it's better. LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. Equal housing opportunity. For additional information and state license disclosures, please visit our website located at www.LendingTree.com.
Stocks lost ground today. The Dow Industrials down 150 points to 10,626. The NASDAQ was down 148. It finished at 3390. Army supply clerk Jeff Lewis says he was just following orders. When he reported for duty with the 82nd Airborne Division, his records erroneously indicated he'd qualified for parachute jumps. Lewis says he wasn't going to question the Army. He decided to go with the flow. So after a one-day refresher course, he made his first jump and landed unhurt. But the truth did come out, and Lewis was sent for the standard 3 weeks of training. He'll make his first official jump next month. That's the World News Roundup for Friday, May 19th, 2000. The Roundup produced by Greg Armstrong. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.